guys. Welcome to episode 3 of the 60s Rock with Sarah Stacey. The last show was 2 weeks ago, so I'm delighted to have a brand new show for you today. First of all, a slight correction to the last show. I played a Steve Miller Band song, and what I said was that it was very different to their, you know, their kind of later commercial stuff. I'm actually meant to refer to the song The Joker, but I accidentally called it Space Cowboy. The phrase Space Cowboy is in the opening line, but Space Cowboy is actually a different song to The Joker. So apologies for that little slip. Just had to correct that in case anybody was listening and thought she got her facts wrong. And yeah, I don't want to get my facts wrong on this show. So yeah, just a little correction there. So to kick things off now, we have a live track. This is a great American band from the 60s, really inspired the punk scene. This is the MC5, Kick Out the Jams, the clean version.
And right now it's time to kick out the jams! Kick out the jam! Yes! Kick out the jam! I have to kick them out! Yes, I'm starting to sweat, and now my shirt's all wet, what I'm feeling. It's the sound that abounds and resounds and rebounds off the ceiling. You get the feeling you got. Sign them all up with that mic in my hand. And let me kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick out.
That was the MC5 with Kick Out the Jams from their debut album, which was recorded live over two nights at Detroit's Grand Ballroom in February 1969. So as I said, the MC5 and that album particularly really inspired punk. I mean, that was 1969, but it does actually sound very, very punky. So that's considered now to be one of the best live albums ever made. But at the time, it didn't get great reviews, but it's kind of appreciated now for what it is, so that's good. Now, way back in the first episode of the 60s Rock, we had an instrumental. I played Apache by The Shadows, which is one of the great instrumental rock tracks of all time. So I think it's time for another instrumental now. So here's one by a great American psychedelic band. These guys were from Texas. This is the 13th Floor Elevators with Moonsong. That was Moonsong by 13th Floor Elevators. I do like a good jam, a good instrumental jam. So if you liked that, check out some of their other songs with vocals in them. They're really, really good. Great psychedelic band. I think they're pretty well known still, but yeah, probably very underrated. So they're a great band. Now, isn't it about time we played the Kinks on this show? I think it is. 3 episodes in, and I'm going to play the Kinks. So here's a single from 1965. It's got a great riff, and it's one of my personal favourites. This is Till the End of the Day.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrive. We'll be right back.
one of my favourite Kinks songs there, Till the End of the Day, from 1965. Kinks are a great band, but you know, much like Oasis with the Gallagher brothers, Ray and Dave Davies have just been feuding for years. And there have been lots of, you know, reunion rumours, but, you know, they've both kind of spoken out saying that, you know, they had too many differences to reunite. But actually, last December, they did perform You Really Got Me together for the first time in about 20 years. Dave Davies was playing in London at the Assembly Hall, and then he brought his brother out. So, yeah, that was pretty good. And the two of them had recently started to say that they were in talks to kind of do a 50th anniversary tour, which didn't happen. So yeah, they've been kind of sniping at each other back and forth. But after this reunion show, Dave tweeted, we had a great night. It was a fun show. Had a blast with Ray. So that's good. So who knows? Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. Either way, we have this great music to listen back to and remember how good they were together. So time for some Hendrix now, I think. This song was from the Jimi Hendrix Experience's third and final album, Electric Ladyland, which was released in 1968. Sadly, Jimi Hendrix was another great musician who died young. He was 27. So he was kind of, a lot of great rock musicians have died at 27. And there's kind of this thing, they call it the 27 Club. So you have Hendrix and several others who, Jim Morrison, and someone else who I'm going to play a little later on. So we'll get to that soon. But yeah, so sadly he died very young, and he was one of the greatest guitarists of all time. And I've often wondered, you know, if he'd lived, what kind of stuff he'd have gone on to do in the 70s and beyond, really. So that's a shame. So this is the Jimi Hendrix Experience with House Burning Down.
And changed the subject and said, all right, I think it might snow some. So I left him sipping his tea, and I jumped in my chair and run off to see just why and who could it be this time. Sisters and brothers, daddy's mother standing around crying. When I reached the scene, the flames were making a ghostly whine. So I stood on my horse's back, and I screamed without a breath. I say, oh, baby, why did you burn your brother's house down? So we paint red through the sky. I say the truth is straight ahead, so don't burn yourself instead. Try to learn instead of burn. Hear what I say. So I turned and rolled.
Jimi Hendrix working his magic there with House Burning Down. Oh, he was a fabulous guitarist. I mean, that bit at the end is just wow. I don't know how anyone does that. I remember reading somewhere once that he was actually pretty insecure about his singing voice, which is kind of baffling to me because I think it's great. It adds a lot of character. And sometimes, you know, with prominent guitarists, they are kind of, their singing is overlooked. I think Rory Gallagher was the same, but he had a great voice as well. So yeah, that was Jimi Hendrix. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have the classic albums segment that I now do every week. So that'll be after the next couple of songs. Now I've got a great track by The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. This was a number one hit in 1968. It's a great rock song, although, you know, it's famous for its keyboards and actually its lack of guitar. But it's still a great rock song, and you don't actually need guitars, you know, to be rock, basically. So I have a story about Arthur Brown. I actually saw him a few years ago. It was in 2011. I'm a big Alice Cooper fan, so I saw him live at Alexandra Palace in London. And Arthur Brown was a special guest. It was a Halloween show. It was actually filmed for Sky Arts. So if you've ever seen that particular gig, I'm sure they'll show it again. So you should check that out. Arthur Brown was a special guest, and he performed this track, Fire, which is probably his most famous. And he did actually wear the burning helmet during the performance, so that was fantastic to see. But what really struck me about him was we were actually queuing outside Alexandra Palace in the afternoon, because I turned up quite early. And next thing, this man just walks by pulling a suitcase behind him, and everyone starts shouting, "Hey, Arthur!" And he turned around and he waved, and he seemed a bit shy, actually. And then it struck me, oh my God, that's Arthur Brown. I didn't recognise him without the flaming headgear. So, yeah, he just looked so ordinary. And, you know, you would walk past him in the street and just not know who he was. So that was quite a good moment. So, yeah, that was the time I saw Arthur Brown live. So this was released in 1968, as I say. It was a number one hit. This is The Crazy World of Arthur Brown with Fire.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You know you've
Fire by the crazy world of Arthur Brown. And it is indeed a crazy world. I mean, anyone who wears, you know, a burning helmet on their head and rolls around on stage like that has my respect. It was amazing. But yeah, and he was such an unassuming guy when I saw him outside Alexandra Palace. Fantastic. So classic albums coming up right after this next song. This band was called The Electric Prunes. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't. This was their second single. It was released in 1966. It's called I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, which is a pretty clever title. And it's been mistaken by lots of people as I Had Too Much to Drink Last Night. But it's actually dream is the word. So this song, interestingly enough, was written by professional songwriters Annette Tucker and Nancy Mantz, as the band's producer was convinced that they couldn't write songs. So these two ladies wrote this song, and they said that it had been inspired by the Rolling Stones, so maybe you can pick up on that sound. So here's The Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night.
Touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Yeah, I can definitely hear the Rolling Stones influence in that song. The Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. And it did actually, I was listening closely to the words, and it did actually sound like I had too much to drink. Not me personally, the song. And I'm actually quite pleased as well that that song was written by two women. You know, the feminist in me is very happy about that. I think it's great. And I must confess, I'd never heard of these two songwriters before learning that they wrote this song for The Electric Prunes. So I'll definitely have to check out more of the work that they've done. So we come now to the classic album segment. If you've been listening to the previous shows, you'll know that this is basically where I play a song from a great 60s album. And you'll be pleased to know, because I'm a huge, huge Beatles fan, that it's now the Beatles' turn on the show. I was bound to play them eventually, so here they are now. The album that I have gone for is the White Album. It's actually called The Beatles, but because of its white cover, it's just referred to as The White Album. It was released in 1968, and yes, I have to admit, it is a deeply flawed album. And is it their best? Probably not, no. But it's a double album, so there's enough good stuff on it to make it great. I mean, I love it anyway. I will readily admit that some of my least favourite songs are on that album, but I still have a special place in my heart for it. There's some great material on there. So in the last episode, you might recall that I played I Can See for Miles by The Who. And that was last episode's classic album segment. It was their 1967 release, The Who Sell Out. And I told a story about how Paul McCartney was inspired to write a particular song after hearing that I Can See for Miles was the heaviest song that a particular critic had ever heard. So McCartney wanted to write a song that was even heavier than that. So this song from the White Album, following on from last episode's story, is the song in question that McCartney wrote in response to I Can See for Miles. So this is Helter Skelter. So this is a mad song. McCartney, I don't know how he didn't rip his voice to shreds singing this. And Ringo Starr's drumming is particularly good on this song. And at the end, you can hear him shouting about the blisters on his fingers. So this is our classic album segment. It's the Beatles' White Album, and the song is Helter Skelter.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. You ain't no dancer.
fingers!
The Beatles with Helter Skelter. I couldn't help laughing at the end bit there. Whenever we listen to that song at home, my sister and I just burst out laughing and we shout, "I've got blisters on my fingers." She's a big Ringo fan, as am I. He was great. So that was the White Album for our classic album this week. Now, we need another female singer. I don't think I've played a female singer since the first episode. I think it was Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane. So it's time now for another one. Sadly, this is another who died tragically young and was a member of the 27 Club that I was talking about earlier. So this is Janis Joplin. And this particular song showcases what a great voice she had. At this time, her backing band was the Cosmic Blues Band. And critics felt that the band were supporting her vocal talent very well. And they noted the improvement in musicianship and recording quality compared to her previous releases when she fronted Big Brother and The Holding Company. So this is Janis Joplin with Cosmic Blues.
Hold on till it's gonna move. I said, till I disappear when you touch.
You are listening to The 60s Rock on burst.co.uk. That was the great Janis Joplin. And speaking of great voices, continuing the trend, this next song has one of my favourite vocal performances ever. This was a traditional folk song, most famously recorded by The Animals in 1964. And it was described as the first folk rock hit. And I love it because Eric Burdon, lead singer of The Animals, his voice is superb on this song. So hope you enjoy this. This is The Animals with House of the Rising Sun.
To where
fantastic voice. I just love that song. The Animals with House of the Rising Sun. Now, moving straight on to the next track. Creedence Clearwater Revival, another great 60s band, well, and beyond. They originally released a single called Walking on the Water in 1967. And this song is a remake of that. It was on their self-titled debut album in 1968. So here's Creedence Clearwater Revival with Walk on the Water.
Late last night, I went for a walk down by the river near my home. Couldn't believe with my home eyes, and I swear I'll never leave my home again.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Walk on the Water. Time now for some Simon and Garfunkel. I love Simon and Garfunkel, so I've been wanting to play them for quite a while now. So this particular track has a slightly rockier sound than their other stuff. Still acoustic, but, you know, slightly rockier sound. It was released as a single in 1966 and was included on their Bookends album. This is Simon and Garfunkel with A Hazy Shade of Winter.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Here the Salvation Army bound, down by the riverside, it's bound to be a better ride than what you got planned. Carry your cup in your hand, and look around, leaves are brown now. And the sky is a hazy shade of winter. I hang on to your hopes, my friend. That's an easy thing to say, but if your hopes should pass away, simply pretend that you can build them again. Look around, the grass is high, the fields are ripe, it's the springtime of my life. Just stop and remember me at any convenient time. But I have my memberships while looking over manuscripts of unpublished rhyme. Drinking my vodka and lime, I look around, peace of brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade.
Simon and Garfunkel with A Hazy Shade of Winter. So we've come to the end of the show now. Another show. Thanks for listening to the 60s Rock on Burst. And remember, you can find us on Facebook or you can tweet us at Burst Radio. That's B-I-R-S-T. Or you can tweet me personally at SarahStacey92 if you have any requests for future 60s Rock shows. So that's all we've got time for now. Well, one more track. To finish off, here is a track by The Moody Blues. It's probably their best known song and it's featured on their concept album, Days of Future Past. Thank you very much for listening. Here's The Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I'll